Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin takes the lion's share as institutional inflows hit a seven-month high. An interesting fact, 12 years ago today, the Bitcoin price smashed $1 for the first time in history. Also in today's show, check it, Bitcoin just made a golden cross on the daily chart. The first golden cross after the last bear market led to 154% pump. So if this repeated, the Bitcoin price would hit $57,900 in the next 60 days. Send it. Also in today's show, crypto giant Binance is suspending all bank transfers in U.S. dollars and says the freeze is temporary. I'll be sharing why, as well as Dubai releases crypto regulations for virtual asset service providers, as well as analyst Benjamin Cohen reveals the worst case scenario price target for Bitcoin and shares his outlook. He says that a rally is coming in the next months and that a back test of a diagonal trend line could put the king crypto at $12,000 in August of this year. Also in today's show, ARK Invest details a massive $1.5 million Bitcoin price target and says Bitcoin's long-term opportunity is strengthening. That's right. ARK Invest's Cathie Wood believes the price of Bitcoin could exceed $1 million in the coming years amid a strengthening global value proposition. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1187. I'm your host, JV. Today is February 7th, 2023. And checking out the overall crypto market, we can see Bitcoin currently correcting down about 0.5% for the day, trading at $22,900, while Ethereum is down 0.5%, but still maintaining just above $1,600. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap sitting still above the $1 trillion milestone with about $52 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.4%, with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, the Graph leading the pack, up 34% for the day, trading at 17.8 cents, followed by Ajax up 28%, trading at 56 cents, followed by FET, F-E-T, up 23%, trading above 54 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, AGIX up a whopping 229%, FET up over 100%, and GRT up over 100%. Like, whoa, talk about alt season amongst us. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we can see we're currently rated a 54, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 56 in greed. Last week, a 51 neutral. And last month, a 25 in extreme fear. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the king crypto? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. And we're also going to be discussing this golden cross on the charts as well, which is an extremely bullish indicator for the king crypto. So let's break this down. Bitcoin rebounding 40% in January sparked the largest inflows of institutional cash since June of 2022. In its Digital Asset Fund Flows Weekly Report on January 30th, Digital Asset Investment and Trading Group CoinShares confirmed $117 million heading into crypto in the last week of the month. Bitcoin is still on the radar as institutional investment opportunity, as demonstrated by CoinShares' latest data. It took just weeks of the Bitcoin price action recouping prior losses to spark a significant turnaround in investment habits. And this is not just for the United States, quoting them here. Last week's U.S. bears seem to have changed their mind with U.S. $117 million inflows, including U.S. $26 million from the United States, CoinShares wrote in a Twitter thread, and they also shared, this is 3x the amount from last week. The total assets under management had risen to the U.S. $28 billion, up 43% from their November 2022 lows. Also, Germany was a surprise leader, responsible for 40% of the week's tally, followed by Canada. That's right. And despite the altcoins rallying in line with the king crypto, institutions appear mainly interested in Bitcoin when it comes to cash. In the words of CoinShares, the focus was almost entirely on Bitcoin, a fact not lost on market participants eyeing a potential shift in preferences away from the Ethereum-centric, decentralized finance arena, quoting them here, this is evidence that institutional money isn't sold on the Ethereum thesis. Now the numbers likewise being tested. Times for certain altcoins with CoinShares signaling out Bitcoin Cash, Stellar Lumens, and Uniswap, as well as Solana, Cardano, Polygon, nonetheless saw net inflows, quoting them here. Multi-asset investment products saw outflows for the ninth consecutive week, totaling US $6.4 million, suggesting investors are preferring select investments. There you go. Now let's discuss GBTC sinking towards a new record discount after staging a marked comeback on its own. The largest Bitcoin institutional investment vehicle seems to be running out of steam once more. The Grayscale Bitcoin Trust traded at a 43% discount from the Bitcoin spot price February 7th, having recorded to 36.2% mid-January. Grayscale currently finds itself caught up in difficulties impacting the parent company Digital Currency Group, better known as DCG, following the disintegration of FTX in November of 2022. However, do note GBTC was already struggling, with Grayscale attempting to force U.S. regulators to allow it to convert to the country's first Bitcoin ETF. Now, as we all know, regulators such as the SEC and Gary Gensler, they're completely against a spot Bitcoin ETF in the U.S., but this would fix a lot of the problems we are witnessing with lack of regulation. They want to make it unclear so nothing is defined and that they can continue to rule with their iron fist unjustly, in my personal opinion. Now for an interesting fact, it was 12 years ago today, the price of Bitcoin reached $1 for the first time in history. Could you imagine back then? Did you even know about Bitcoin? It didn't become on my radar, unfortunately, until 2017. But at the end of the day, I believe everyone pays the price they deserve to pay for the king crypto. It just is what it is. Now let's discuss a very optimistic golden cross, which just appeared, which is a great bullish indicator. Check this out. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin tracking sideways overnight, having shown volatility at the week's first Wall Street open while failing to flip 23,000 to support. Bitcoin saw a potential significant event February 6th in the form of a golden cross on the daily chart. This refers to the rising 50 period moving average crossing over the 200 day period moving average, which you can see in this chart. The last time this occurred on the daily time frame was all the way back in September of 2021, literally 2 months before Bitcoin's latest all-time high. Deja vu. Let's go. Some crypto analysts have keenly watched the cross, with venture founder, a contributor to on-chain data platform CryptoQuant, arguing that $25,000 could reappear as a result, quoting him here. Bitcoin golden cross just happened. This potential correction could see Bitcoin retest 20,200-day moving average and key support. Then in the bullish case, test 25,000 next, make 25,000 support, and it's nail in the coffin for the bears. Let's go. The picture remained complicated on the day thanks to an upcoming counter cross in the weekly time frame, where the 50 period moving average remained on course to drop below the 200 period one, a phenomenon known as the death cross for its conversely detrimental impact on the Bitcoin price action. And for on-chain monitoring resource material indicators, it remained uncertain whether the golden cross alone could propel the king crypto higher, quoting him here. Whether it's enough to get a legit test of the 25,000 range remains to be seen. And in an accompanying chart shows major resistance in the form of asset liquidity stack currently at 23,500, the first major hurdle for the bulls to overcome in the event of a move higher. Now, another factor on the radar for February 7th came from comments from the United States Fed. Ahead of next week's macroeconomic data prints, multiple Fed officials were set to speak, with Chairman Jerome Powell's words expected to be the most significant regarding market moving potential. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Bandepop, nothing special this week. The only key factor to watch is Powell tomorrow afternoon. Perhaps one more sweep for correction, and then the party should continue rallying upwards. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And as pointed out right here. Bitcoin made the golden cross on the daily chart, the first golden cross after the last bear market led to 154% pump. So if this repeated, Bitcoin would hit $57,900 in 60 days, which would literally be the nail in the coffin for the bears. Let me know if you feel this can potentially play out. Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss why is Binance freezing their accounts right now. Check it out. This is pretty alarming. Crypto powerhouse Binance says it's pausing all bank transfers denominated in the US dollar. What in the world? In a brief message on Twitter, the leading crypto exchange by volume says it expects the freeze to affect a small number of users, quoting them here, from February 8th, which is literally tomorrow. We will temporarily suspend all USD bank transfers. Only a small portion of our users will be impacted by this, and we are working hard to restart the service as soon as possible. All other methods of buying and selling remain unaffected. So for him to say only a small proportion of our users will be impacted by this, it goes to tell you that most of the users are not in the United States, I would imagine, or not using USD bank transfers. Binance stopped serving US customers back in 2019 due to regulatory concerns. The company then formed a partnership that led to the launch of Binance US, which is a separate US regulated entity. Binance says users of Binance US will not be affected by the transfer freeze. So there you have it. So I guess ultimately, if you're a user of Binance US, you don't need to worry. But if you're using the Binance platform, they're no longer accepting USD bank transfers. Goes to show you the ultimate ish coin of them all is the US dollar. It's not even accepted right now by Binance. You can't trade the US dollar for, guess what? Any ish coin, making the US dollar the ultimate ish coin. Just saying. Now let's discuss crypto adoption in Dubai. That's right. Check it. Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, the regulator in charge of overseeing crypto laws within Dubai, has issued new guidelines for virtual asset service providers operating within the Emirate. According to info sent by Arena Heaver, a crypto and blockchain lawyer based in the United Arab Emirates, VARA has issued a full market product regulations, which includes four compulsory rulebooks and activity-specific rulebooks that lay down the rules for operating VASPs. The rules apply to market participants within Dubai only, with the exception of those operating under the Dubai International Financial Center, better known as DIFC, a free zone within its regulator. This is the Dubai News. Dubai's Virtual Assets and Regulatory Authority issued the long-awaited full market regulations for virtual assets. Now, in addition to the rule books, the Dubai regulator highlighted that all market participants, whether they're licensed by VARA or not, must adhere to regulations for marketing, advertising, and promotions. Violators will be fined between $5,500 to $55,000, and repeat offenders could get a fine as much as $135,000. In addition to these, the regulations also give guidance on other matters, such as the issuance of virtual assets. According to Heaver, there are several takeaways from the new VARA update. This includes the issuance of privacy coins being prohibited in Dubai, and traders with trading capital above $250 million being required to register with VARA. The regulation also sets fees for advisory services, licensing, annual supervision for custody, exchanges, broker-dealers, and lending services. The fees can go from $11,000 all the way up to $55,000, depending upon the services. Commenting on the new development, Heaver told Cointelegraph that VARA provided clarity for the crypto space, and it's a good thing. She explained the following: regulatory certainty is very good for business. Tell that to Gary Gensler, will ya? It is good for consumers, investors, and for the Emirate of Dubai. The regulations are long awaited and mostly welcome. Heaver also added that although VARA had a wide authority to interpret the regulations and apply them in a way they see fit, she believes and trusts that such interpretation and application will be done in line with the spirit of Dubai's leadership, which considers the business acumen and entrepreneurship fostering in mind. So mass Bitcoin adoption, let's frickin' go. And how many of you have actually lived in or visited Dubai? Let me know your experience in the comments below. I know a lot of crypto entrepreneurs from all around the world are relocated there, and I know they have lots of tax advantages as well, and they are also very crypto friendly. But with that being shared, now let's dive into our next story of the day. And before I break down the $1.5 million ARK bullish scenario from ARK Invest's Kathy Wood, first let's discuss a worst case scenario of Bitcoin potentially hitting a low of $12,000. Let's break this down, shall we? Widely followed crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen is setting up a price target for Bitcoin if it were to collapse. So that's if it were to collapse. In a new strategy session, he tells his 800,000 YouTube subs that this is the worst case scenario. Bitcoin can die by over 47% from its current value. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Cohen says Bitcoin could rally in the coming months and then backtest a diagonal trend line, putting the king crypto at 12,000 in August of 2023. Quoting him here, if it were August of 2023, like around here at 12,000, and it currently rallies on up to 26,000, then sort of sits up here for a while and then comes back down, and that ends up being the bottom at 12,000, would also actually correspond to hitting this trend line again, the low in May of 2022, the lower low in November of 2022, and then maybe one last low again in August of 2023 if November is not the bottom. This, of course, is assuming November is not the bottom, which admittedly, again, it could be. So the worst case scenario is something like that, as outlined right here in this chart. Cohen next looked to Bitcoin's price related to the 50-week moving average to analyze the possibility of Bitcoin dipping below the November bottom. The analyst says the 50-week moving average has served as a key resistance indicator after a lengthy bear market during previous cycles, and it may be on the verge of doing so once again. Quoting him here, we've got three examples after basically a long bear market. The first one in 2012, rejection, then a higher low and blast off. The second one in 2015, rejection, double bottom, then go. The third one in 2019, we hesitated, got through it, ultimately capitulated back down below it, and then put in a slightly higher low. Normally, the 50-week offers some resistance, at least on the first attempt. Even in 2019, when we got by it, we still hesitated at it for about a month before making our way through it. Where does the 50-week sit now? Just above $25,000, which also corresponds to this prior local high right here, which you can see in January of 2022. Now, to watch this video Cohen did entitled Worst Case Scenario, check the show notes below the video in the description. And again, let me know if you feel this could potentially be the max pain for the king crypto, or do you disagree? And let me know why in the comments below. And shortly, we're going to be reading all of those comments out loud. But now, for the moment you have all been waiting for, let's discuss this $1.5 million bullish price prediction coming from ARK Invest. Kathy Wood of ARK Invest believes the price of Bitcoin can exceed $1 million in the coming years amid the strengthening global value proposition. That's right. And in a recently published report, ARK Invest says Bitcoin's long-term opportunity is on the up and up. The report highlights that Bitcoin's unique features could offer people a way out of decentralized monetary systems that have failed to provide strong economic assurances. ARK Invest says that 4 billion people live under authoritarian regimes, with 2 billion people enduring double-digit inflation and 1 billion people relying on remittances. She ain't telling no lies. As the monetary revolution, the firm says that Bitcoin is censorship resistant, inflation resistant, and seizure resistant, while also being audible and transparent. Facts. ARK Invest solidifies Bitcoin's use case by showing that in 2022, Bitcoin recorded $38.7 trillion in transaction volume. That's right, representing over 36% of the $105.3 trillion in total value transferred since the King Crypto's inception in January of 2009. Massive celebration, y'all. $105 trillion in total value transferred for the King Crypto. Pretty amazing, considering we're just getting this baby started. And as for the firm's outlook on Bitcoin's current trend, ARK Invest believes that Bitcoin may have likely witnessed the worst of the crypto downturn last year. Quoting them here, in 2022, Bitcoin hodler capitulation was proportionate to that of the previous cycle lows. As outlined here, the percentage of Bitcoin trading at a loss reached an all-time high in 2022. In 2022, the percentage of Bitcoin supply trading at a loss peaked 68.3%, exceeding that in every previous bear market. That's pretty wild. Looking at Bitcoin's long-term potential, ARK Invest presents three price targets for the king crypto. And according to the report, the firm's bear case for Bitcoin stands at $258,500 by 2030. Not too shabby for the bear case, with the base case at $682,800 and the bull case at a whopping $1.48 million per coin over the same time frame. ARK Invest presents eight markets that could be the source of fresh capital inflows for Bitcoin, which include the following: corporate treasury, remittance asset, nation state treasury, emerging market currency, economic settlement network, seizure resistant asset, institutional investment, as well as digital gold. The hedge fund's bear, base, and bull cases depend upon Bitcoin's penetration rate for each market, as outlined here, the price target assumptions. And at this time, we have Bitcoin trading at roughly 22,900, suggesting an upside potential of over 6,365% for Bitcoin should it reach the hedge fund's most bullish scenario. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this mega bullish scenario from ARK Invest and Kathy Wood, that we can have a bull case of 1.48 million per Bitcoin. Let me know in the comments right down below.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.